Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Okay. Where were you holding? I get mixed up because I give two share in the morning. And I give everyone's in a different place. We did the current in Raim yesterday.
Yeah, we finished with that.
Yes. Okay. So I just didn't know we finished with that. I want to go over it.
No. I just mean that was the last thing we did.
Yeah,
I apologize. No Freudian slip,
okay.
to my knowledge.
It's fine.
No.
Okay. So what happened? We wanted to say like this, that we have the Marsha makes a diyuk in the Gemara. And you see it's like the Gemara says by chayve lavim ba'aseh. The Gemara says that if you do Yibum to Chayve and say it doesn't pass the tzara, right? That's what the Gemara comes out, and Eina Poter Sarasa, and even by Chayve Lavim, if the din is that Eina Se Deicha because Afshin Shneim, also would not pass the tzara. So the Marsha apparently makes a diik. That it only says Eina Poteres Sarasa. So he feels that it's mashma that she herself is Pater. So the shaila is what's the difference between she herself and the Tsar? So the Marsha says a Svara, which is very hard to understand. He says that the Tsar is not Pater because there's absolutely no mitzvah. He says, Lamikayim mitzvahs yibam klau. Right, a very strong lashon, which we pointed out. Interesting, was pointed out. Someone pointed out. I don't remember who. I'm very sorry. Apologize that the Marsha is 100% opposite of the Parshas Drachim, because the Parshas Drachim at the end of the Parshas Drachim, he wants to say that it should be doicha. He has it suffix. And maybe the mitzvah is Zeicha the Yisr of Almana. You don't get Malchus on Almana, which means that the mitzvah's essay is still here. And here, that was on the side that there's no Kares. And here, the Marsha is obviously working on the side there's no Kares because he says Kedushin is Taisim. So obviously, if Tushin is Taisim, there's no Kares. And nonetheless, he says clearly, Lomikuyim bo mitzvah's Yibum Klau. So it's interesting. We were goofa. Okay, now there seemed to be a very basic machlokes between the Marsha and the Parshas Drachim. If you hold, there's no eishes off, but if the Maaseh Torah doesn't want you to do it, so is there a mitzvah? So we explained this machlokes. This is
If
the
we
best
hold
I
all the
think we
chiyas are
could.
equal.
What? Now we explained that in the Chayre he's talking even by,
Right, if we hold that the assay,
but I
the
can't hear
chalais
you.
assay of assay is
Yeah,
the
but it's
same
also
problem
not just
as
by those that
Efshalakayim
say
Shneim.
by. I get your the sound is weak. I don't know if it's me or you. No, my sound is high. So it's the it's the it's we're it's it, he says the same thing by those that say also if it's Efshalakayim Shneim. So it's not just because of the, I don't know if it's because of the pasuk. I don't think whether it's Hoshib Shahad, whether the question is, why does the Marsha say you're not Mikayim the Mitzvah at all? Is it because of the pasuk of Yevimto that says, Eina Oida the Yibum? Or is it because of because if the Maisa, the Torah doesn't want you to do it, so it then there's no mitzvah.
Rebbe, if we held a mitzvah above Avera, somebody held mitzvah above Avera would work. On that side, that attacker would work, mitzvah above Avera. Wouldn't, by even I say the halosev say, it would still be over mitzvah above Avera, but it still would work. If everybody agreed with the
We're
sword, over
assuming.
here, it's not necessarily would work at all. But
We're
when we,
assuming that the Marsha agrees with everybody else that there's no din of mitzvah b'avera by Yibum because Saisa says that by neither your kaina. So and you mekayim the mitzvah. So we're following what the Birkas Shmuel and other people said over there that by Yibam there's no problem mitzvah baba aveira. So apparently the difference between over there and over here is that over there by Nida, there's a mitzvah is chal on the person because they want you to do Yibam tomorrow. But over here, we don't want you to do Yibam tomorrow either, because there's never going to be a case that we want you to do Yibam that is chai ve'lavim or chai ve'lavim v'asei.
Right, but I'm just showing the contrast that if we held mitzvah b'aver would work on that side, even by asei doch leis asei v'asei, then it would still work. And that whoever hold that man, that was machloikis, right? Mitzvah b'aver, is it work or not, right? So that was Rav Chanan, I think. So on the side that it does work, we definitely have
what do you mean
a mitzvah.
It does
here.
Work. That mitzvah baba vera.
It's still makoyim the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah baba vera, but still makoyim the mitzvah. I don't know about just
that, that's what that, we hold. We hold that way.
I said, but neither is a different. I'm saying, but neither we could say because later, like Rebbe said,
that, no, but it's still a mitzvah baba vera. No. The fact that it's later does not stop that it's a mitzvah baba vera. Mitzvah baba vera. It's still a mitzvah baba vera. Neither prove that there's no din of mitzvah baba vera by Yibam. The fact that it's later is a different bar that we're saying that in the Marsha, the reason why there's no mitzvah is not because mitzvah baba vera, but because since Zohar never wants you to do it, therefore either it's mufka from the pasuk of Yevimto. Or it's time. It's the fact that essay ain't essay doichalosa say, but say takes away the mitzvah because there's no mitzvah because Hashem doesn't want you to do it.
Right. So we're just saying that on the side of that mitzvah bava vera would work, right? By say doichalosa say, I'm saying in Masha, I know saying that there's no mitzvah. I'm just saying that the parsha's drachim might. Saying that even then it would work also. He might hold like as the Pasha Rachim says that it would work. It pushes away the Los Asay. It maybe can't push away the Asay, but it pushes away the Los Asay. There's no Malkas. But when it comes to Efshel Kaim Shneim, that's what I think Dov was saying, whatever he was saying, that Efshel Kaim Shneim, it's a psul in the Yibam itself. The Torah is saying there is no mitzvah of Yibam when there's Chalitza. It's stronger. Okay. It's not a reversal.
The same story you said yesterday. Okay, I know. I don't know. Okay.
It's sure. Are we showing from the Marshal? Rebbe points out the Marshal seems to be against the Parshas Drachim. Is that anything different than the Kasha we asked last Wednesday? That the Parshas Drachim seems to be against the Gemara, which says in Baal Loikano? The Marshal is really just paraphrasing. The Gemara is clear in Baal Loikano. Baal Loikano means no mitzvah. Those are the same. And the Parshas Drachim says there is a mitzvah. So is this really the same
observation? I don't know. You're just saying that the Marshal has a hekmach because it says in Baal HaLokano. Okay, but the Maisa, we don't know where the Marshal gets it from. But at the end of the day, there's a basic machlokes that the Marshal says you're not mekayim the mitzvah klau, mitzvah yibam klau, and the Parshas Drachim, and then apparently holds you mekayim the mitzvah full force because it's a you know, the chared in order to be daicha, the chared has to be a full kiyum mitzvah. Okay, right, let's go further. So the Marsha says that the tzara you don't pater because there's no kiyum mitzvah, but he gufa is not going to get. Why? Because hareyu he ke ishta lechol davar, the kedushin toisem mechay ve'lavim, is not going to get. So we don't know what he's saying. You know, so what? So what if it's ishta lechol davar? So what if Kedushin types him? So what? So Kedushin types him. So the, you know, we don't know what the Marsha is saying. What does it help me that Kedushin types him? You know, but there's no, so we had two totally different ways of explaining the Marsha. Now that's what we wanted to see from the Karni Re'eim, and we'll see today, hopefully we'll look at the Shara Melech, which way they're learning. So one way is that he's saying that if Kedushin is tight, he's saying that you're doing Yibam, because you got the Kinyan Yibam. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah Yibam, but you got the Kinyan Yibam. When he says on Kedushin Tyson, what he really means for Kenyan Yibum Tyson. And it's the Kenyan Yibum, not with minus the Mitzvah Yibum, which is Mafkia Zika. So we weren't so keen on that for numerous reasons. First of all, because at least from Tysus, it seems it's not true that you can't split the mitzvah from the Kenyan, from the Kenyan. You know, that was what we saw in many places in Tysus. And two, if somehow or another the Kenyan is Mafkia Zika, so why doesn't it Mafkia Zika from the Tzara? It doesn't, the Marsha is back to the original problem. And as whatever your Mafkia Zika from herself, if this is considered Yibum, and it's Yibum is Mafkia Zika from herself, it should be Mafkia from the Tzara, because Yibum is always Mafkia from the Tzara as much as Mafkia from yourself. So if when the Torah says Yibum is Mafkia from yourself, you don't need the mitzvah Sikinyan, so then the din of Shlichus or whatever, it should be Mafkia from the Tzara. So that we didn't understand, we did not like that shot at all. It's not so much from the lashon of them. There's just three reasons we didn't like that shot. Not so much from the lashon's marsh and the lashon, because he doesn't say a word about Kenyan Yibum. He says Kedushin Tyson. He doesn't. It's tragic to say that you can have a Kenyan Yibum without a mitzvah Yibum. At least that the Marsha is just assuming that without telling it to us. You know, the Taibis Beferish says not like that in many places. The Marsha is just taking for granted against Taishnis without telling you. We said that to answer the Riva, but okay, but that's, you know, because Taibis bombs out the Riva, so we're trying to answer it. But the Marsha, who's talking Stama, he should say that he's arguing with Taishnis. He should point out this point, that the Kenyan and the mitzvah are not connected. And three, if that's true, that the Kenyan is Mafkia Zika, so you should pound the Tzara also. Right? Those were our, I think, three problems with this pshat. So we wanted to say a whole different pshat, that what he's basically saying is that there are two totally different ways to remove Zika. You can remove Zika the way the Torah wants you to remove Zika, by fulfilling the mitzvah. That's by doing Yibum and Chalitza. And for that, there's a din of Shlichus. You fulfill the mitzvah, it removes the Zika from all the other tzaras and all the other brothers. But there's a trick way, which is not what the Torah wants you to do, which is just a trick, that you go ahead and you build up you make a Kedushin, and now that there's a Kedushin, so a get can work, and the get can take off the Zika, because we have a Kasha. It's a plea. If get can take off Kedushin, why can't get take off Zika? Must be the reason is because Zika is too little. So Zika is too little, so the get can't grab hold of it. So if you build up the marriage by giving a Kedushin, so now you can give a get. Once you give a get, the get can break everything. So once the get breaks everything, so it's a trick. You're not going to get any mitzvahs Yibum. It's not like Yibum or Chalitza that you get a mitzvah. You didn't do any mitzvah, but you did a trick how you could break the Zika. So whether you patted the Tzara when you fulfilled the mitzvah. When you fulfilled the mitzvah, patted the Tzara. That makes a lot of sense because the mitzvah is fulfilled. But when you stopped, played a trick, that you had a trick how you could go ahead and kill the Zika without fulfilling the mitzvah. So it's only the one that you killed the Zika. The one that you didn't kill the Zika doesn't kill the Zika. So therefore, there's no reason to talk about what?
How did you make the Zika fatter?
Because I added a Kedushin.
Oh, I see.
And I made a Shvisa's Kedushin.
Power to the Zika?
What?
Kedushin makes the Zika fatter?
The same track. In other words, I was trying to say that Zika and Kedushin are really the same thing. Just that Zika is a weak Kedushin. So when you add a full Kedushin, so it's since it's the same track, so it's just, and now you have a full Kedushin. So now it's shy to give a get, and a get destroys all Kedushin. So So when you have a, you know, so it destroys the Kedusha and the Zika, because why not? Get can destroy everything. The only problem that get can't work, it can't work on something that's too small. So this, but once, the, so this is only a half a Kedusha. Once you give her a full Kedusha, so then the get can work. Then the Kedusha and the Zika are the same thing. They're both Ishes. They're both exactly the same. It's just Zika is a quasi-Kedushin. So you, now that you got a full Kedushin, so the Zika is included in the full Kedushin. It's overlap. It's not two different things. It's not Kedushin and Zika.
Rebbe, according to this scenario, the Kedushin happens, and that the according to Rebbe's version, that the Zika, it's not, it, the Kedushin itself doesn't knock off the Zika, but we'd have to have a Gittin in order to knock off the Zika. If meanwhile one of the brothers does Yibum to the Tzara, that would work? That would take away the Zika? There would still be Chiyuv?
One of the brothers can't do Yibum to the Tzara?
Yeah, why can't one of the brothers come along and do Yibum to the
Tzara? What do you mean, according to Rebbe, the guy himself could do Chalitza? Right now, when he's married, Rebbe's claiming that Zika's Yibum is still there. You could do Chalitza, no?
Okay, the guy himself? Maybe, I don't know.
That sounds pretty wild, but that's what Rebbe's saying, no?
I didn't think about it. In other words, if he would, if the get, the Marshal is lashon v'sagila beget, so if you wait, if you didn't do the get, well, you can't give, I don't know if you could do Chalitza, because Chalitza doesn't work on a full Ishus.
No, but you're saying that besides with the full Ishus, you also have the Zika over there. Yeah, so why
now can't... that the Zika became like a full Ishus, I don't know if Chalitza
was... Zika didn't change. Let me say the Zika, nothing changed about yesterday. The Zika. It's just a matter of whether the get sufficient.
I was trying to say that yesterday, that the Zika became full Kedusha.
I don't know. But if the Tzara, if someone else would do to the Tzara, maybe, and Achinami, you're full Ishus. But then I think once you do Mimer, once you do Kedushin, then you can't, the other brothers can't do Yibum to the to right. That's what we have by Mimer.
Again,
not Yibum, but they should do Chalitza. They should do Chalitza. He should even be able to do Chalitza to the Tzara. I think that's what he's asking.
Okay, no, to his wife.
Mimer, I don't know if you can do Chalitza.
Why can't he do it to the Tzara?
Why can't he do it to the wife?
Isn't that the din? Once one brother does Mimer, at least means Rabbanan, you can't do Chalitz anymore.
I mean, that's Mimer that's shayak to a mitzvah Yibam. We're saying that there's no mitzvah Yibam clause.
Okay, Mimer is also not the
mitzvah.
According to the Mimer is part of the seder
by which we do the mitzvah Midrabbanan.
What's Eina Poteres?
The Eina Poteres Tzarasa, that she's not pottering the Tzara. So the Tzara still needs something.
Yeah.
So what will be done with her?
So the Tzara, so let's say your brother does Chalitza to the Tzara. Yeah, okay, so what's the problem?
And why can't he himself do the Tzara, the Chalitza to the Tzara? That's what Tzvi was asking.
Okay, so maybe he could.
No, I was saying to his wife you could do it, because Rebbe said there are two.
The wife is not only a Zika anymore, the wife has Kedushin.
Rebbe didn't like my shot in the Marshal yesterday because I said exactly right. that.
Well, that's when interesting.
Okay, if you said me back and act, then I like it, but I don't.
I think he's making an interesting point that doesn't fit with the Gemara, because the Chorot should come out that you should
really... Let's speak.
1 second, Rebbe. Yesterday, I said that what the Marshal is saying is that it metamorphosizes, it gets bigger, the Zika becomes a Kedushin, but the huge thing, not Rebbe's whole vart that now the get cuts them both off, but that the Zika became Kedushin. And now there's just no more Zika anymore. Rebbe did not like that.
I still don't like that.
Right, because Rebbe said that Zika should
be. I'm just saying that it's not that Zika becomes Kedushin, but Zika and Kedushin are the same thing.
Rebbe was saying that the 5 out of 10 should stay 5, and the 10 becomes 10. Now you have 15.
But that's because I think you were saying that they're two different things. So then you're making up some kind of funny sara that when even though they're two different things, the Zika becomes a Kedushin. I don't know what kind of sara that is. So I'm saying that Zika is a half a Kedushin. So if Zika is a half a Kedushin,
so then
you do a Kedushin. So you can't have more than a
Okay, so Rebbe's saying that the guy
says, you're up to a kedushin.
If Rebbe's saying that he wouldn't be able to do chalitza now to his own wife because that's ridiculous, the Zika's gone. So what's wrong with what I was saying? The Zika but my shot fits into the Kanye Rame, though. That's okay, it's a whole different.
But your shot was, I don't know if it fits in the Kanye Rame, then it's not the shot that I'm saying.
Right, that's the point. That's what I'm saying. What's wrong with it?
Not the guy. I don't hear that the Zika should become the Kedushin. Why should Zika become Kedushin if Zika and Kedushin are two separate things? I just don't hear that.
But Zika Rebbe,
is
this Rebbe, why can't
and that's all Zika is a half a Kedushin. So then when you add a full Kedushin, so then it makes sense that they become that you can't have more than a full Kedushin. So it's just the same thing. But I don't know to say that Stam. But okay, so let me go look at the Kanye Re'im. So what does the Kanye Re'im say? So the Kanye Re'im says, again, let's read the Kanye Re'im. The Divrei Rashi near the Ein Inyan, which means that the Rasha is wrong. The Ein Inyan Bezeh Lamad the Kedushin Taisim B'chai V'Lavin. What do I care that Kedushin Taisim? The Kivin Sheets Kukal Chalitza Yibam Im Kein Lo Ma'ani A Kedushin Afuge Chiyah Chalitza. So he seems to be saying that the Kedushin, right? He says, Lomahani HaKedushin. So he seems to understand the Marsha, that the Marsha was saying that the Kedushin is removing the Chiyuv Chalitza. And that's not really what I'm saying, according to me. His kasha is, what do I care? The mind intuition of the Chavir Avim, since you suck at Chalitza, so how can Kedushin remove your Chiyuv Chalitza?
But to me, it fits like a glove. Mamish like a glove.
Okay, so you're beautiful. Okay, good. Okay, anyway, so I agree that I might that the Karni Re'im is not, doesn't sound like he's saying like me. And I mother thing because he says
I think that's a lashon on lamed ches or lamed tes. So sagi lo beget means it's just a get, it's not chalitza. Yeah, I think
But no one ever said that kedushin. According to me, the Marsha never said that kedushin is afuge chiyuv chalitza.
I think sagi lo beget. Marsha says sagi lo beget. That lashon is a lashon of get, not chalitza. It's afuge. Yeah, I think that's a lashon later on.
But his last beginning is Lomahani Akedushin Afuke Chieva Chalitza. So that Lashon, the Kanye Re'im, is not right according to me. Because the Marsha never said, according to me, that Kedushin is Afuke the Chieva Chalitza.
But the Marsha says Sagila Beget.
Right, okay.
But Sagila Beget is Afuke Chalitza.
According to me, what the Pshat was that the Kedushin makes that the Zika now is removable by a get, but that's not that the Kedushin is lafuke the chiyuv chalitza. Okay, maybe the Svi says it fits the guy camp. Good, okay, I agree.
Rebbe also said it's not like me. Rebbe also says it's lafuke. It's not lafuke chalitza because Rebbe says that's why it doesn't work for the chalitza.
For the tzara?
For the tzara.
You know, as I said, the Kedushin don't do, it's not me, I don't know what you're called. I'm saying because it's a backdoor trick, that because you just, the get removes the Kedushin. But it's not, and no one ever said the Kedushin is a fuge chiyuv chalitza. Okay. Anyway, okay, so I admit. The Kanye Re'im is not learning like me. I don't know how the Kanye Re'im is learning the Marsha. He's learning some of the pshatim that we didn't like, which I didn't like. What can I do? Okay, maybe we should look around to see if somebody else learns the Marsha differently. There's in the back of this Gemara, there's some Mefarshim on the Marsha. No parish on this Marsha. Okay. Let's look at the Avnei Miluim. Okay, so the Avnei Miluim also brings the Shar HaMelech that bombs out the Marsha. Now, the Karni Reim has a second kasha on the Marsha, that what's the problem in Bar Elkano?
Where is this Karni Reim?
Karni Reim is on the Marsha. In my Gemara, it's below the Madura Basra.
It is?
I don't know. It depends what kind of printing of Gemara.
I have the old Gemara. I
don't know where Karni Reim and the old Gemaras are.
Oh, I see it. Okay. Right.
Okay, let's just finish reading the Karni Reim, if you don't mind. He says that the Marsha is right, wrong. Is that bar? It's clear that the Marsha is wrong. And if you're not going to say the Marsha is wrong, my machine may hold in Bado Kano, Lord Amarava. Rava said his chat. That it doesn't pater the tzara. Right, sorry, Rava said that it doesn't pater the tzara. So the Gemara said, Kasha, it says in Bar Elkano. The Kivin de Efshir Bechalitza, Lo Dochi, that since Rava holds that we don't say Esse Doichalos, let's say here, because it's Efshir Bechalitza. And therefore, the din should be in Bado Lo Kano. So he's saying, Mikoma Kom Kano, the Sagi Beget. Pointing to you, Marsha, even Rava agrees that it's Kano and Sagi Lo Beget. So how can you say in Bado Lo Kano? It is Kano, the Sagi Lo Beget. Right, that sounds like also a very, very shvir kasha in the Marsha. The Gemara asked the kasha on Rava. Right, let's just look at the Gemara. The Gemara asked the kasha on Rava. The Gemara Meisvi and Bar Elkano Chifta. That Rava says that Chai Ve'Lavim, it doesn't pass to the Tzara. But the Marsha says, anyone said doesn't pater the tzara, it still paters herself. So the Gemara says, the kasha says the Bar Elkano. So what's the kasha? But according to the Marsha, in Bar Elkano is true. Bar Elkano means that you're Bar Elkano.
Rebbe, I'm a little confused.
Sagit al beget.
According to the Marsha, where any Kedushin should work, Lechora, because he says Tafsibu Kedushin, so then why
don't any Kedushin would work?
For what reason not?
Because there's a din by a Yavama that Kesef, Kedushin Kesef is not Tavis by Yavama. Mimer is only Midrabanan. That means that Kedushin Kesef doesn't work. So Kedushin Kesef doesn't work, whatever the reason is. Whatever the lumdus is, so this woman is no different than any other Yavama.
That is that you can't Mikhaim Yibam with Kesef or Shtar.
You Mikhaim Yibam with Yibam. The Avnei Miluminis for sure learns that there's a din that you cannot be Mikadesh, and you can't. When you do Mimer with a Yavama, you only get a Kinyan Kedushin Darabanan. You do correct. Not get a Kinyan Kedushin Daraisa.
But that's only where there's a mitzvah zion. The Avnei Miluim himself admits. In the Rajba that
okay,
once you have
the difference. So the I think the Marsha will say that no kedushin doesn't work because whatever the Torah is din, the Torah has a din by Yavama that kedushin doesn't work. So kedushin kesef and shtar don't work. However, the Torah says that kedushin bia does work by Yavama. And the Marsha, I would assume, is only talking about Kedushe Bia.
But Avni Maluim does say clearly that once there's no mitzvah zibum, he says this in the Rashba, once there's no mitzvah zibum, then that din falls off.
So I'm arguing with the Avni Maluim. I don't think, I'm serious. I'm not the only one who got to, in the Marsha, it's very, that would be absurd almost to say in the Marsha, that the Marsha means that you can do any Kedushin and a get will work. I don't know. That would be like so wild to say that you can do Kedusha Kesef and then a get and you take off the Zika. I don't know. That just sounds.
That would. Again, again, if Kedusha Kesem and Kedusha Star worked, that would certainly be true in how Rebbe's saying.
I know, but it sounds weird. The dinner sounds weird that you can take a Yavama who has a Zika and you remove the Zika with a Kedusha Kesem. I just don't sound kosher.
I got you, but again,
what can I do, Shamir?
I got you, but
You'll never convince me. It doesn't sound kosher. You'll never find such a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. That you can go ahead and take a Yavama and give her a Kedusha Kesef and remove her Zika. I just don't believe that, you know, there's some things. I'm a stubborn person. You should know that. It don't sound kosher. So I think the Marsha has to be talking about Kedusha Bia. And it makes sense because the Marsha holds that there's, you know, you say that Avnei Maluim says differently. So he argued with the Avnei Maluim. He said, what can I do? But the pshat is, that he holds that we know by a regular Yavama, Kesef and Shtar is not Typhus, only B is Typhus. So therefore, when he says here that you get Kedushin, it's only when you do Bia. I think that has to be. Otherwise, you're making the Rasha like so absurd. It can't be. So he means you do Bia. Now the question is that Bia the difference between our two different Pshatim in the Karnei Re'eim? Or, you know, is that the Karnei Re'eim is assuming that Bia is somehow working through Kinyan Yibam. Because, and that's why it's Kasha, it doesn't make sense. If there's no Zika for Yibam, how does Yibam work? And that we said a Pasuk Pshat, and a Kinyan Yibam without a Mitzvah Yibam, Kimefkia Zika, that was one Pasuk Pshat in the Marsha. But the way I'm assuming is that the Kenyan Yibum makes a Kenyan, and once you have a Kenyan, you can get rid of what I get. But okay, but I don't know, I'm too stubborn. I don't think, it would be like so much, like the Marsha would be going like so much against the Shulchan Aruch. I don't believe he's making up a new Shulchan Aruch.
I don't think there's a Shulchan Aruch.
No one ever said in the world that you can remove a Zika with Kedusha Kesef. It's absurd. It's absurd and it's such a wild there was such a thing, it would be the front page in the New York Times that there's that normally you can take it in order to take off Zika, you have to do either Bia or Chalitza. And here there's a trick that you can take off Zika with Kedusha Kesef. I don't believe it. I don't believe that Shaul would say such a thing. Okay, anyway, but let me just get back to this question. So the Karnei Re'eim's kasha is that the Gemara asks the kasha, what's the Gemara's kasha for him in Bolo Kano? So at least, according to me, there's a shtickle room to answer the kasha, no? A shtickle room to answer the Karnei Re'eim, the second kasha. The Karnei Re'eim's second kasha. Why? Because according to me, it's really not in Bolo Kano, right? According to me, Cooper, the thing that the guys don't like about me is it makes me good. According to me, the Marsha is never saying that the Bia takes off the Zika. The Bia only makes a Kinyan Kedushin, and it's then you need the get. So it's not in Bolo Kano. You're not, calls mind that you don't have the Bia. The Bia is kinda, but it's not, you know, when you say a Bolo Kano, the implication is and the Zika's off.
I mean, the outstanding Chiyuv. According to him, there's an outstanding Chiyuv of Chalitza.
Right, at this stated point, Kozman, you didn't give the, right, that's right, thank you. If you didn't do, till you give the get, she would really be chayiv in chalitza. You know, there is, it's only the get can go ahead and take off the chiyuv chalitza because it takes off the zika. But if you didn't give a get, there's still a chiyuv chalitza. So that's not so mashma in Baal Elkanah. Baal Elkanah is mashma that like a regular yavama, when you do Baal Elkanah, the woman is totally, the din yivam is gone. There's no mitzvahs yibam, there's no mitzvahs chalitza, there's no nothing. She's just a regular ishto. But in theory, in Enachinami, you could give a get, and then you could get, but quote, in theory, right now, she's still zakut to chalitza.
Would Rebbe say, perhaps, just to try to help this out a little bit, because Rebbe has previously cited the Chassam Sofer, that there is no chiyuv to do chalitza. So would Rebbe potentially say that if he wants to no longer be with her, maybe in theory you have a chiyuv to do chalitza, just if you would give a get first, that would take care of everything? Meaning that
I'm just saying it's a lashon question. It just,
but again, in practice, it is balu kanu. There is no chiyuv to give her.
The mashma in the Gemara is that we paskin that chalitza, Rava wanted to say chalitza is efshir bechalitza. So Rava for sure held that there's a mitzvah for chalitza in our sugya, because Rava held efshir nekayim shneim. So Rava must have held that chalitza is a mitzvah. The question is, when we argue with Rava and we say chalitza b'makom mitzvah lav yibum, so then we say there's no mitzvah, but in Rava chalitza is a mitzvah l'chayra. So according to, so that's fakir, that makes me better. So
right. The
Gemara, the Gemara is asking Kasha and Rava. You're saying in Baal Elkanah. It's not true. You still got him. You didn't do them. You still have a mitzvah.
But he's Kona. He is Kona.
He's Kona.
The
lotion,
100%
of in Baal Elkanah is, it's the same. There's certain phrases that Chazal use. The Baal Elkanah is used all over the place. And that phrase usually means that the mitzvah yibum is gone and you it's just a regular wife. That it's true you're kind of, but there's still full yibum here. So you would never use that expression. It's misleading to say in Baal Elkanah, which always means in Kol HaTorah Kulo, whenever they use Baal Elkanah, it means that you fulfilled the mitzvah yibum, the zika is gone. To use that in a case where the zika is still here would be a total, you know, that I think is pretty.
It also usually patters the tzara, though, but that's the whole discussion over here. There's a difference. It's not so pasha what it means. So, I don't know.
That already they're asking on the Marsha. Enochinami, that's another way to defend the Marsha. That when it says in Baal Elkanah, it's mashman, even patters the tzara. But apparently, the people that bam out the Marsha, including the Shara Melech, say that the language in Baal Elkanah is only discussing herself. It's not discussing the tzara. So to say that the Gemara's kasha was that in Baal Elkanah implies that you popped in the tzara, so they feel that that's daichik because you didn't say anything about the tzara. But to say that it totally removes, makes her, we're talking about her, and we're saying it makes you like a regular wife that has no zika, that I don't think is so radical. So anyway, so it comes out like this, in my humble opinion, is that the Karne Re'eim is definitely not saying like me, which is obviously bad for the Jews, or for me, not to the Jews, bad for me. On the other hand, it depends on, what yeshiva you go to. If you go to Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim, so it's bad for me, because I'm like the Karne Re'eim, who's obviously smarter than me, knows that that's not Reb Shah and the Marsha. But if you go to a different yeshiva, so it's great for me because I answer both of the Karni Reim's kashas. Right? So,
Zoom break off yeshiva.
What?
Or the Zoom break off yeshiva.
Yeah, so we're not in the, if we don't worry about that, we're not allowed to be smarter than the Karni Reim, so that is wonderful. So we answer, the Kari Reim has two Sarachians in the Marsha, and we're answering both of them. It's Gevaldik.
How did Rebbe do that?
The first Kasha, we're giving he stop because he's saying it doesn't make any sense. How can it then we're giving this Hesber? Because you made the Kedushin, you made this the Zika breakable by the get. And the second Kasha we're saying is because since the Maisa, till you give the get, there's still a Zika, you would not call that a Baal Kano. Because a Baal Kano implies that she is no longer a Yavama. She's just a regular married woman. And that's not true, according to me, because the Bia did not accomplish anything. It's only the get. The Bia, according to me, the Bia is only a Hechsher that now, if you want, you can give a get. But the Bia did not remove the Zika at all. Like Shamir said, and he said, right, but he's still on mitzvahs. If he doesn't do chalitza, let's say he doesn't give a get, he doesn't do chalitza. And it comes up to Shamayim there, or even Rosh Hashanah, there's a tine on him. Why aren't you giving chalitza? What's wrong with you? There's a mitzvah, zrizim makdim in a mitzvah. You have to give chalitza. So the fact that you gave kedushin, you still got a mitzvah, a zika. So that's not called the Baal Kano.
It might even be
means that the she's a regular woman and it gotta be you.
Right. It might even be usher to give her a get because you'd be mevatel mitzvahs chalitza.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe in Baal Kano. Maybe in Baal Kano.
Then you start attacking my pshat in my show.
No. That's not attacking the pshat. How's that attacking the pshat?
Okay, because I'm saying that my show is saying it would work.
No, it would work. I'm just saying being Israel to be in Vatal Mitzvah's Chalitza. And it would work to take off the Zika, but to do such.
Anyway, let me see the Avnei Meluim. But I think, just make an observation that
maybe in Baal Kano means that there's a mitzvah.
Baal Kano, what?
Means there really is a mitzvah.
No. Baal Kano means that the Zika is off. That she's a regular wife.
I'm saying maybe it means Mekayim the mitzvah.
Maybe, but then that's
what Masha would learn.
I don't know. In Baal Kano, so I you say another shot, another, I don't know. Apparently, you know, there's you're saying a different answer to defend the Masha, but apparently the Karnei Re'eim and the Avnei Meluim, the Shar Melech, who I think asked the same Kasha, so they apparently don't agree with you. Even though I'm arguing, it's a head-on collision, it's different. They say that the Marsha is Shver, because what's the Kasha from Baal Kano? So now the Marsha says, but Feirish, and you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So what's the Karnei Reim's Kasha? The Marsha says, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So apparently, the Karnei Reim feels, and so does the Shar Melech, that the words in Baal Kano do not imply that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. No one's talking about the Mitzvah. And otherwise, they would have no question, because, no one denies. The Marsha says point blank, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. He says it beferish. He says it, he says that even though you didn't get so what's the Karnei Reim's Kasha? So obviously the Karnei Reim assumes, because you can't say you didn't think of that. The Marsha says it. So what's his Kasha? So his Kasha, apparently he assumes that in Baal Kano does not mean anything about the mitzvah. So to argue with the Karnei Reim, it's just like that already, I don't have so much chutzpah to go ahead and just say that he's wrong. I say that he didn't think of this crazy pshat. He didn't like this crazy pshat. This is a radical chiddush. So he didn't think that made any sense that the reason why you can't get doesn't work on Khalid Zika because it's too little. He said that's a krum svara. Okay. All right, let's look at these.
Is the Marsha talking about a case where he said Harei at mekudeshesli biyazu
b'tzuedim? No, but Pash just said.
Or is that just, this what automatically happens?
Is what I would say. If you were learning my pshat, you would be learning my pshat, and you have to say the Marsha, it's not clear. We're going to learn the Avnei Meluim. We're going to see he discusses it. But when is the Marsha mean that you're kind of Kenyan Yibum or Kenyan Kedushin? So I'm assuming that since there's no mitzvah yibum, I'm assuming that there's no mitzvah yibum, there's also no kinyan yibum, because that's what we saw in Tisus. So the marsha must mean a kinyan kedushin, and you need the man's ratzin and the lady's ratzin. I only argued with Shamir, and I said that even though it's a kinyan kedushin, it's only if you do it with a bia, because it's because by yavama only bia can make a kinyan, only bia works. But it will be a kinyan. You have to say a rabbi kudeshes, and she need her ratzin. If you learn the other pshat in the marsha, that the marsha is learning, you know, the other pshat, which is that the marsha holds that you can somehow get a kinyan yibum without a mitzvah yibum, so that you don't need to say a rabbi kudeshes, but that would depend on which pshat, what's the right pshat in the marsha.
Does Rebbe find it problematic that normally when you do yibum, she becomes his nas ishto l'chol davar, a kedushin and a nesuin? It does both steps, but in this case, there wouldn't be a nesuin still. He would still have to do a nesuin after this bia.
I don't know. I don't know.
Isn't that mitzias?
Okay, I don't have such bikinis like you, but it wouldn't bother me.
The way I think I saw it is that he's doing a maisa yibum. But in every Maisa Yibum, there's a Maisa Ishus, and that is what the Tetzah is of the Maisa Yibum. It's not marrying her in Taurus Kedushin. He's getting out from there. That's what's Chal, but not Shat, that he's doing a Maisa Kedushin.
Okay. Let me read. I hear. So you're making me trouble. That's all. You're trying to slug me up. But let me read the Avnei Meluim. Let's read this Avnei. We got, if you notice this Avnei Meluim, he's like four pages long. So I don't know how much we can do, but let's see whatever we can do.
14 minutes.
What?
We're gonna do all 4 pages in 14 minutes?
No, they're not gonna do all 4 pages in 14 minutes. But let's read the beginning. So the first paragraph we don't even have to read, because you know he basically just quotes the Gemara, right? So I'm allowed to stick the first paragraph. See that? Without the first paragraph. It's interesting that he calls the Parsha Drachim Rabbeinu Agadol. That is a little bit interesting that he would call the Rabbeinu Agadol. But okay, you know. Usually that lashon is reserved to the Rambam, whatever. But okay, maybe I go to the Sefer Parshas of Drachim. You know,
also, it's not the Parshas Drachim.
What?
Also, it's not the Parshas Drachim.
Okay, so it's the same. Why not the Parshas Drachim?
Because it's the Derech Mitzvasecha, whatever it is.
Okay, so we said that the this piece was printed in
the back. He says Rabbeinu.
It means that it's the Sefer Parshas Drachim, because it was printed in the Sefer Parshas Drachim. They didn't have it. This is only our new Shapsay Franco Rambam. He printed it in the back of the Rambam. But in the
William was the early 1800s.
What?
Don William was the early to mid 1800s.
Okay, but it's just interesting that the Avnei Meluim is a pretty early Chasha person would call the Parshas Drachim Rabbeinu Agadol.
No, the Sharam Melech, that's what he's saying. Reese Besefer Sharam Melech.
The Sharam Melech would call the Parshas Drachim Rabbeinu Agadol. That's a bigger chiddush, right? The Sharam Melech is before the Avnei Meluim. That's right. It's just interesting, you know. Let's not get back there. Rabbeinu Agadol Besefer Parshas Drachim. This type of coming God of Shenafa Lo Amana Mina Nesuit. We did that, so we don't have to read. Because of Allah, the Sefer Sharmel. So you have to say that there's an Isser Eshesach Bekares, Velo Kona Klau. And as I think, Pshat is that he holds that those two things are inseparable. That's what we're going to have to see. Why? Midos, you know, they the Mad Darwin and Polteres, Shim the Ain't Essay Doch Lose say, that that's Rava. That's the marsha. That's the Karni Reims Kasha. Ava gav the Eno Poteres.
No, I'm saying beloy chalitza. There's get and no chalitza. It's not get and.
We all agree no chalitza. Once you get a get,
right.
Okay. No chalitza.
The saki lo be get beloy chalitza doesn't.
Okay.
Get okay. Okay. So not an option.
Let me
It appears that both the precious drachim and the Shara Melech were from Rabbanim from Turkey, and it was just one generation before. So he probably was either his Rebbe or from like the Rabbanim of a previous. They're both okay. From Turkey and they're about 50 years apart.
All right. So we get the history. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All right. When did the Mishnah Melech live?
So that's Rabbi Yehuda Rezanes, right? It was 1657 to 1727.
So late 1600s, 1700s.
Yeah, he was the
Rav
of Constantinople.
Okay, and before to the man the Amar Ena Poteres, have the Yeshua Makom Mitzvah. In other words, the Shara Melech. I don't know how the Marsha got mixed in here. The Shara Melech, but the Shara Melech is bombing out the Parshas Drachim. The same way we bound out the Parshas Drachim, that according to him, if you say there's no Eish Yisach, then he doesn't hear why in the world should it be Lo Kana. Right, that seems to be Parshas the Parshas Drachim. If you say there's no Eish Yisach, so why are you Lo Kana? Must be that there's an Eish Yisach.
Where did he say that? I'm sorry.
In the last line, Adam Avur, the demand of Amar Ena Poteres, how do they Eishes Al Shalom Mitzvah the Kares? So Kana Klein. In other words, how does he prove? How is the Parshas? How is the Shara Melech proving against the Parshas Drachim? I understand he's proving against the Marsha. The Marsha is easy to prove against because the Marsha says that. That she herself is Mamish's mother. So that's called Okano, Bad Okano. If you learn the Marsha Kipshuto, somehow the Yibum worked. She's mother to Shuk. So that's called in Bad Okano. But so that's the Karni Re'im's Kasha and the Marsha. But what is the Shara Melech is not bombing out the Marsha, he's bombing out the Parshas Drachim. Right, so how is he to bam out the Parshas Drachim? What does he see? What does he see to bam out the Parshas Drachim? So apparently, the pshat is because he holds that if you'll say there's no Isser Eish Yisach, then there's no logical reason why it should be in Bado Lo Kano, So the fact that the Gemara says that in Bado Kano doesn't make sense, and the din should be in Bado Lo Kano, means that the Gemara is assuming that there's an Eish HaSach, right? That's apparently pshat in the Shaar HaMelech.
It has a followed logic. We're saying the other way. I just want to see the logic of how do you know for sure there is an Eish.
Because we, according to the Parshas Drachim, this is where we got stuck in the Parsha. We asked this Kasha. According to the Parshas Drachim, there's no Eish HaSach. And at least the Parshas Drachim also says, I know the Avivum says not like this, but the Parshas Drachim says that there's a mitzvah yibum. So we got stuck. If there's a mitzvah yibum and there's no Eish HaSach, so why in Balo are you not paying a kinyan yibum? There's nothing to stop the kinyan yibum. You have a zikas yibum. You did a bia. It's a chai ve'lav and tushin tzayfes. So why in Balo did the Evan should there be a good yibum?
But there was only one tzad in the Parshas Drachim. No, maybe he's bombing out. He's saying,
there's no second side.
Excuse me, there's not on one side of the Parshas Drachim.
One second, he said about the lav, right? He said, if there's no chorus, then we could clear if there's a mitzvah here that knocks out the lav.
That's only clearing whether the lav and the essay join forces to become a new superpower. Or do they work independently?
For sure.
Not clearing whether there's an essay of mitzvahs yibum. Parshas Drachim never had that suffix. If there's a mitzvahs yibum or not.
And he's saying for sure there's a kenyan? Where does he say for sure there's a kenyan or a mitzvah? How do we know that's
Parshas for sure? Parshas Drachim is saying for sure there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. He says, and it's a kenyan. There's for sure a mitzvah. His shayla is, does that mitzvah, can it be daicha the laos essay? Or since the essay joins forces with the, since the laos essay joins forces with the essay, they become a new conglomeration, and the essay can't be daicha, a conglomeration of a laos essay essay. But he definitely said that there's a mitzvah yibum.
There's so a mitzvah.
Parshas Drachim is that, that's what we got stuck in the Parshas Drachim, that he holds that there's a mitzvah yibum. He holds there's no Eish HaSach. So why in the world should it be in Bado Lo Kano? Right? That's what we got stuck. So that seems to be what the Shaar HaMelech is asking. To which the Shaar HaMelech is answering must be Zemin Defun. Now, I don't know. He could have said, Zemin Defun, there's no mitzvah yibum. But I don't know why he doesn't say that. But he says, Zemin Defun, that there's an Eish HaSach. That there's an Eish HaSach, and the Eish HaSach, and therefore the Parshas Drachim is wrong. Because the Parshas Drachim says there's no Eish HaSach. If there be no Eish HaSach, there should be a Kinyan Yibum. So then there's no Kasha from Imbado Lo Kano. So it must be that there is not, that there is an Isser Eish HaSach. That's his Kasha. Right. Okay, that okay? Everyone looks so quiet.
So why isn't the Eish HaSach part of the Torah?
Eish HaSach doesn't part of the Torah. This is Eish HaSach. Didn't you hear of Chaim?
I don't know if we want to go there. I'm just saying this is a regular Eish HaSach and this Eish HaSach is part of the Torah.
I don't know. Obviously, this has nothing to do with any, but the Parashat Drachim has a tzad. Is there an Eish HaSach or not? So it's time to catch
it. According to the Shaar HaMelech.
Of the Parshas Drachim, that there's an Eish HaSach, why doesn't the Eish HaSach pop to the Tzara?
Say, according to the Shaar HaMelech, it's both Stadim. There's only one side. It's according to the Shaar HaMelech, it's both Stadim. There's always an Eish HaSach.
The Parshas Drachim had two Stadim.
Right.
The Shaar HaMelech is saying that one side is wrong.
Right. There's always an Eish HaSach according to the Shaar HaMelech.
Right. Okay.
So
that's Tamei Kasha on one side of the Parshas Drachim. Okay. So whatever you say, that's not our sugya. But obviously, that's one of the many cases where they say Eish HaSach's not an erva. It's shot in the Parshas Drachim. The Parshas Drachim said that there's an Eish HaSach, and yet it doesn't pop to the Tzara. So that means that Eish HaSach is not an erva. Okay, anyway, what I find interesting, what I want to run, is that he brings the Marsha, and the Marsha said that there's no mitzvah. So why does he, how does he bow out the Shara Melech, the Parshas Drachim? Maybe there's no Eish Hatzach, but there's no mitzvah Yibum. And that's why he bought Lokano. In other words, I don't really understand what the Shara, how the Shara Melech bounds out the Parshas Drachim. Because there's a simple, his conscience on the Parshas Drachim, why should it be in Bala Lokano? Well, it's a very simple answer. That's what we saw the Ramban said at Beferish, that the reason why in Bala Lokano is because there's no mitzvah. So you could say that he never heard the possibility that there's no mitzvah, but the Marsha says it Beferish. He quotes the Marsha. So the
Marsha doesn't say that's a reason to not be Conan.
Well, but that's a very easy svara to answer. So I'm saying, why couldn't the Parshas, the Shara Melech, just answer the Parshas Drachim that even though there's a mitzvah, an eshes, there's no eshesach, but you're not kinda because if there's no mitzvah yibum, you're not kinda. That's the pashtus.
Why is there no mitzvah yibum?
If there's no mitzvah yibum, you're not kinda.
Why is there no mitzvah yibum?
What?
Why is there no mitzvah yibum?
Marsha said there's no mitzvah yibum because ain esay daicha also say the Marsha seems to say that there's no mitzvah yibum even though the Marsha says beferish that it's not correct because he says kedushin is soifes. So the Marsha said beferish that there's no mitzvah yibum. The Shara Melech is quoting the Marsha.
Right, but Rebbe, he's saying even on the first sad. Right, that we say there is an Eish Hatzach, there's still a mitzvah yibum, as Rebbe just said before. Right. Even in the first side in the Parshas Drachim, right, where we say Ein Asay Doch Losev Asay, and there is mamish an Eish Hatzach, right, but there's still a mitzvah yibum.
No. Excuse me. If there's an Eish Hatzach, there's no mitzvah yibum. The mitzvah chalitza. I don't know if there's a mitzvah yibum. I don't know. Maybe there is. Maybe there isn't. But we're going on the tzad. He's going on the tzad. The Marsha says b'fesh that there's no mitzvah yibum. So I'm just asking a simple question: what is the parshas drachim, the Shara Melech bombing out the parshas drachim? And he's saying that if you tell me there's a no Eish Hatzach, why isn't in Bala Lokano? I'll tell you, Pasha, didn't you read the Ramban? It's in Bala Lokano because there's no mitzvah. So. Poshib Shad, I would say, because the Shara Melech never heard of such a tzad. How can you say there's no mitzvah? But he just quoted the Marsha. The Marsha said beferish is no mitzvah. So he didn't seem to object to that in the Marsha. I don't know. So what's his big kasha on the Parshas Drachim? It's very easy to say if there's no mitzvah, there's no kinyan. I do have to run, but I don't know. I'm going to run. Okay, shikayach, everybody.
It's all serious with the email.
Good night.
Thanks.